It's Bucky and Aaron.
What's he doing with that woman on a golf course? What is he playing, 8-hour rounds of golf? Go to the store. Go to HEB together.
Go to the wiener dog races.
Don't slow up my golf game because you're out there with your girlfriend.
Why do girls automatically play slow?
They're awful.
Well, they got to talk about their feelings in between each shot.
Oh, I could have made that putt if it wasn't. You know what I'm going through right now.
God, how do you putt with oven mitts on?
Oh,
that
man.
Is you. I didn't say that. That's not coming from me.
Jeez Louise, you guys.
We're still getting that award next year.
For the Austin Women in Media thing? Yeah. We're not.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. It's right, because I'm taking three women next week to lunch.
Why?
At Joe Bell's.
Who?
Three women from this that listen to this show are going to go with me to lunch next week.
And you're going to choose
Joe
those?
Bell's. Yeah. They're going to call up BK and say they'd like to have a lunch with the Buck, and I'm going to take them to lunch at Joe Bell's. How do you like that?
Like they're not going to know each other?
Really,
three vague.
That have listened to this show.
They're not going to get along.
What do you mean? Are they vying for my attention?
Women don't like each other.
We're just going to be four of us. It's going to be me and three other women. Against each other?
Yeah.
They don't even know each other. Women aren't going to fight if they don't know each other. That's generally the ones that fight are the ones that know each other. They hate each other and they can't wait to get.
Look at that outfit.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Really? That purse?
Seriously, if they go to lunch, they would battle each other?
You think three women are going to call to go to lunch with you, Bucky?
BK, so next either. Week,
that's a
when we come back, three women.
Three just random
yes,
ladies?
Yes, I'm just showing you.
That's
we're getting that award next
for
year.
Misery, man.
It's going to be a great lunch. I'm taking you to Joe Bell's to get great salads if you
don't
you like to partake
BK
in the meat.
What about us?
I don't forget you guys. I told you I was going to do this. There's going to be occasions now from now on that I'm going to take a couple women to lunch to show the people we are feminists here. We're not all about a bunch of dudes, okay?
We are feminists. That's true.
We need to get.
For women's rights.
We need to get that award, man. We need to get it on the list.
Hey, by the way, 30 years ago today, Larry Bird stole the inbounds pass.
Oh, jeez.
Bird stole the ball.
That's Johnny Most. That was the great Johnny Most saying.
From Isaiah
Bird
Thomas.
Stole the
30
yes.
years ago today. One year ago today, Art Briles was canned, and rightfully.
And on Monday would be the celebration of John F. Kennedy's 100th birthday.
Wow. He wouldn't have lived that long.
He was pretty. He's pretty
a bad
active.
Back.
He had a
back
really
was degenerating.
Well, I got a bad back too.
What
but
was that illness he had?
Spinal stenosis.
Something. Yeah. No. He had. But yes. Very sad.
Would he had degenerative back stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff was disappearing.
But it was the condition.
Yeah.
It has a name clinically, but I don't remember what it was. But either way, that he would have been 100 on Monday.
Been 100 years old on Monday.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Yes.
Interesting.
I have that's one of the. I have the a picture of the Buffalo Soldier. And I have a portrait of John Fitzgerald Kennedy in my house. It's always been in my house. Every home that I've been in.
So you're just taking three ladies.
Next week, yeah.
I'll be anxious to hear how that goes.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this show. And
eager to hear how that goes.
And ask them about the show, how long they've been listening to this show. Just strike up a conversation on what do you like about it? What do you dislike about BK? I mean, we're going to ask.
My mom will go.
Your mom can't go. She can't be one of the ones.
She just texted to tell me that.
See,
I told my dad I'd go. She'd get along with everybody. My mom would get along with everybody.
I can tell you nobody has called, Buck. So
yeah, I haven't said anything yet. I haven't put it out there yet. Next week when we come back from vacation.
A three-day
believe
weekend.
Believe me, the ladies are going to go. They're going to want to do this thing.
All right.
Like every other month, two will go with me. You know what I'm saying? We'll have a nice lunch. We'll talk about what's good for the show, what could help us
oh,
with
now
the
we're
show.
We're going to have advisors, female advisors
what's
for our program.
What's wrong with that? You tell
our
me
highly
what's
rated talk show.
I'm going to have to bring the George Foreman in every day for something?
Oh,
what are
you talking about? No. We're just getting a couple ladies involved in the show. Maybe there's some things that we aren't, maybe we're not sensitive to certain subjects that we need to be more sensitive to with these ladies. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with that? We're investigating. We're
I'm
trying to get
for
better.
Focus groups and, you know,
yes.
helping the show the people. Show the people.
Yeah, maybe
women too.
Maybe they don't want to, maybe they don't want their stuff being called spandex anymore. Maybe there's a different name to it. Maybe they'll say, well, you shouldn't be saying this part about it.
Okay, well, I can't wait
you know,
to
we
hear
can't
that.
Say bra. We need you guys need to say the word brassiere more than actually say, "Hey, the one with the nice bra." Say brassiere. Maybe we need to be doing things a little bit differently on this show. Maybe that's
boulder
maybe that's,
holder.
No, dude. See, that's why we can't get anywhere with stuff like boulder holder. No, you don't say that. That's not going to get us on. It's not going to get us an award. We're trying for this award next year.
We want the award. We do.
Yes, hey,
24 years ago today, Jose Canseco was hit in the head with a baseball.
It's when he went over the for a home run.
It's one of the greatest highlights of all time, period. Between that and Randy Johnson exploding that bird, those are two of the greatest pieces of film ever. Jose Canseco stumbling his way into the to the outfield wall. The ball hits him in the head. Not just hits him in the head, it goes over the fence. What a great story, 24 years ago.
And no, I'm not trying to pick up women. This is not a pickup deal.
Tinder for you now?
Come on, I'm taking three of them. How am I going to pick anybody up? Got to take three. Come on, it's not that way. I'm just taking you to lunch. We're going to talk. We're going to talk about how long you've listened to the show.
You like to talk. You're good. Yes. It says, sounds like it will be four ladies having lunch.
See, it's me and three ladies. It's not four ladies.
Talking about manis and pedis and mahua and, you know.
Wait till they see my nails.
Eyebrows waxed.
Wait till they just see my nails.
Oh, yeah.
They are going to freak out.
I love it. It says, how about this? These people are on top of the history books today. This is good. 52 years ago on this date, Muhammad Ali knocked out Joe Frazier.
Is that in Lewiston, Maine?
Is that Frazier on his back there, that classic picture?
That's not Frazier. No, that's
Sonny Liston.
That's Sonny Liston.
Sonny Liston.
That would be in Lewiston, Maine.
Nice.
And I never knew how the hell those two black dudes got the fight in Lewiston, Maine back in that time.
You got me. Someone will explain that to us. Hey, let's get the news. A lot of sports news out there. Let's cover it. Ticket City update desk we go. And yes, we've got the Longhorns in a really, really good spot. You'd say position A at the Big 12 tournament. They are 2-0 and have their bullpen fresh and are ready to go into the weekend. Here's how they got there. Nolan Kingham, first team all Big 12 right-hander, complete game last night as Texas beat Kansas 5-4. Allowed just seven hits. He allowed two runs in the fourth, and then things got a little tenuous in the ninth inning. Gave up a two-run homer, but he was able to get the final out to fly out. Struck out seven, didn't walk a batter, earned his 10th win of the season.
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, every outing you want to go out and try to go as long as you can, and it happened tonight. And just luckily for my offense, get a 4-1 lead early on, give me a nice cushion, and just coast for the rest of the way.
Certainly did, and got the final out. Horns backed him with four runs in the second inning, getting that early lead. Then Jake McKenzie ripped an RBI double in the sixth to score the eventual, what turned out to be the game-winning run, as Texas went up 5-2 at that point. So the Horns are 2-0 with back-to-back wins. They await the winner now of the Kansas-TCU game today. That's an elimination game in Bricktown Ballpark. Longhorns will then play tomorrow. The winner of that game, 2:30. Oklahoma State is also 2-0 in Big 12 tournament play. Major League Baseball, five Boston pitchers combined to strike out 20. Texas Rangers, that's a big number. Red Sox top Texas 6-2. They finish off a three-game sweep there. Drew Pomeranz, the starter, struck out 11 of those Rangers. Texas now heads to Toronto for the weekend, a set with their good friends from Toronto, the Blue Jays there. Those two get along pretty well. Great finish down in Houston as the Astros and Tigers went back and forth, tied at 6 in the eighth inning. That's when Houston center fielder Jake Mariznick, who had been inserted for defense, got out his bat.
Jake sends one deep to left center field. All the way back, looking up. This ball is gone. Jake Mariznick hits home run number 5. And he gives Houston a 7-6 lead in the bottom half of the eighth inning.
They go on to win it 7-6. Ken Giles got the final three outs in the ninth. Astros take 3 out of 4 in that series, improved to a Major League best 32-16. They've doubled it up, 16 over 500. They welcome Baltimore to Minute Maid Park for 3 this weekend. NBA playoffs, no drama whatsoever in Beantown. Cleveland crushes the Celtics 135-102. Never trailed, up as many as 39 in that game. They go on to win the series 4-1. Of note in the game, LeBron James scored 35 points and went past Michael Jordan, becoming the NBA's all-time leading playoff scorer in the win. Kyrie Irving added 24 points. Kevin Love added 15. And they're going on to face the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals starting next Thursday. Plenty of drama. Meanwhile, in the NHL, Pittsburgh Penguins headed back to the Stanley Cup Finals after a heart-stopping double overtime win over the Ottawa Senators. In Game 7 last night, Chris Kunitz drilled the game winner 5:09 into the second OT. Pens will skate for their second straight championship, now facing Nashville in the Stanley Cup Finals. And that's the news. BK, when's the Cup Finals start? As the NBA Finals don't start till next week.
Oh, NHL does it right. I mean, the NBA has 2 days off in between every finals game. They're going to stretch this beast out for 3 weeks. NHL starts Monday night. None of the nights line up with the NBA, so you'll be able to get your NHL fix. And man, the only travel days where they get that second day off, but every other day will be the Stanley Cup Final. I highly, highly recommend you guys tune in.
Yeah, that was so much more compelling last night than what was going on in Boston. But, and Stanley Cup playoffs have been much more compelling in general. You got an 8 seed and a 4 seed. Totally unpredictable. Any team can win it. That's the thing every year where the NBA, highly predictable, almost boring, predictable. But now that we're here, now you got to wait a week to get to the final series everybody's been waiting for since October.
I think you're going to see the same thing out of the NFL this year. It's going to be...
Wait a second.
NFL? It is going to be very, very wide open this year to the Super Bowl. Sorry about that,
Tom
Brady.
Yeah, you mean more like hockey than
basketball? It's going to be,
Totally.
I believe so this year.
Oh, gosh. I mean, who would have picked Atlanta? I remember start of last year, your crystal ball predictions, you said Atlanta was going to be terrible.
I said the quarterback would be terrible.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Was he the player of the year?
Weren't they up by 25?
Did he win the MVP?
They did. He did. A great season, Matty Ice.
Until he got to a big game. There was a big game that was played, right?
He played great in the big game.
Wait a minute. They were up by 28 points.
Yes,
he's the quarterback.
Did. Yeah, and he made a horrible decision and got sacked.
Oh, remember that? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That horrible.
Yeah,
he screwed them up at the end.
They all screwed it up at the end. And too much Tom Brady.
And then they fired all the defensive coaches, remember?
Yeah.
Quinn fired everybody on defense. I'm like, you're the head coach. Are you firing those guys? You're up by 28 points. You had them stopped.
Scapegoats.
Yes.
Got to. You can't blow a 25
point. I wonder who's
going to
be the Atlanta Falcons this year. It's going to be the Raiders. They are. That's the group.
I don't know. I think the Raiders are too high on the radar to be the Falcons. Falcons were off the radar screen, and they came all the way and won it, or almost won it. Carolina did it the year before, where they kind of came out of nowhere. I don't think if Oakland went to the Super Bowl, it would be a surprise to most people. They're one of the clubhouse favorites here. As we get going along with New England and the AFC, a real sleeper would be like the Giants or
Dallas.
I don't know. I think Dallas is one of the real top. I mean, go to Vegas. Vegas has them, 7-1, 8-1. So they're a favorite. But no, Atlanta was off the screen last year. So somebody like that would be Atlanta. New England's just New England. It's what they do. But so we'll talk plenty of football. But yes, that's one of the. That's why football's great. It's why basketball. I think it's a really bad indictment of the league. It's way too predictable. There's no drama. Whereas every Saturday and every Sunday in football, totally unpredictable. I mean, there's mismatches in college football when a great team plays
a
bad team. But we get that. But gosh, the unpredictability is just what it's all about. Anything can happen on any given Sunday, and that's the beauty of the National Football League. One thing you do know. Patriots will win the AFC East. That's done. Put that in stone. But other than that, what else do we actually know about the NFL in 2017? Patriots will win their division.
Always.
Put it down. Done.
Yes, as long as the quarterback's there and as long as the coach is there, they'll always win that division.
And as long as the Jets are a dumpster fire, the Bills are
and the
a mess,
Dolphins.
And the Dolphins can't get out of their own way. Yeah, that helps. You got three dysfunctional organizations in your own division where the Buffalo Bills go all the way to the draft, let their general manager make all the draft picks, call all the draft picks, and then they whack him the next day.
And they knew he was going. I don't know how you did that. You'd already told him he and his whole staff were fired, but I want you to keep on working to get us the best players in the draft. Now, how the hell does a guy go in there and go?
That's a smart way to go.
What? But you still have to do a good job because you're going to be looking for another gig, so you can't go in and screw that up. But who's to know if you screwed it up?
Oh, I would have drafted a bunch of scrubs. Are you kidding me?
Maybe you did.
That's like, I would have drafted Adrian Peterson on the Bears in a fantasy draft if that type of situation happened to me, man.
No, I know this.
It may have worked out, but it seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, I know this. When the guy was trying his best, he didn't do a very good job. So this year, it looks like the Buffalo Bills had a decent draft.
Well, then you have the Jets.
The New York J-E-T-E Jets!
Yeah!
That's not how you spell Jets, mister.
Well, then they... the Cowboys thought they were going to sign Josh McCown. Remember that?
Yes.
And the J-E-T-E Jet came in and gave him
now he thinks he's a starter.
Well, they gave him like $5 million more than anyone was offering. How about a million more?
Didn't they just do that to Fitzmagic, too? Didn't Fitzmagic get a big contract from them?
Cluster bombed their quarterback situation just badly.
And then he went out.
Give me that again. I can't get enough of the J-E-T-E.
The New York J-E-T-E Jets.
Woo! No, we can't accept that. That's not how you spell Jets.
Purine!
Where's Purina playing? Who actually drafted him? The Redskins? Cowboys
Skins.
Are going to see Samaje
Perine.
It's going to be great. Love that guy.
I don't know who that is.
It's some actor. Some actor, but you don't know who Samaje Perine is.
No. I know this. The Seattle Seahawks need to get that stuff together in their clubhouse, or they're going to have another crappy year. If they don't protect their quarterback, they're going to be crappy. As well as they play defense, they're not going to be any good. the defensive guys don't like the quarterback, and that is the weirdest thing.
Well, let me get to that story, but first let me read
just
this.
Weird.
It says, PSA, don't wait for an update to your existing Horn app. The new Horn app is entirely new. Download it. It is phenomenal. That's right. New app is nice, much improved. Download your new app.
Okay, just let me ask you this silly question from a guy that doesn't know anything about apps. How can it be? What is it that can make it better?
I don't know. I mean,
Does it sound better?
Well, that's what. So for folks who have seen it and have used it, I have not done mine yet. Yesterday was a long day. I'm going to do it over the weekend. But I use my Horn app all the time, and it's so easy. What makes it better? I think that's a fair question. We'll let the consumer let us know.
BK, you got it already?
I've got it. It's louder and clearer. I don't know how, but somehow the signal strength sounds better on there, and it's just a cleaner presentation.
Is it cleaner?
Presentation, easier to find. It's good stuff, man.
Okay.
No, like, naked women or anything?
I mean, it doesn't do anything. I mean, it just...
You can make that happen.
It's just cleaner.
Calendar
just
girls?
Cleaner. It sounds cleaner.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple more options on there, but for the most part, it's why you'd have a radio station streaming app. You open it up, you want to listen.
No, like, Rob Gronkowski videos on there or anything? Washing his car with a bunch of...
Oh, it does have a...
That was horrible.
That is on there, by the way, because it has... The front page is a link to the Horn Twitter timeline.
Oh, nice.
So since we retweeted your tweet off the Gronk video.
Got to watch the Gronk video.
You do have those butt cheeks.
It's one of the more uncomfortable things you'll watch. Watching Big Rob Gronkowski.
And that guy's going to the Hall of Fame for real?
Yeah. Big Rob Gronkowski and a wife beater washing his car with a bunch of hookers.
Okay, so if Gronk were to not play another down, he'd be in the Hall of Fame right now. He would go next year.
Yeah, he would.
Seriously?
What's up, Boston?
Of course. Fastest to 60 touchdowns.
Wait till you see him, what he's doing with a sponge in this thing.
In his wife beater.
And a water hose. He's got his wife beater on. And he looks like he's 14, just acting like a little kid.
Only thing more uncomfortable than that, I can't speak on a Friday. Only thing more uncomfortable than that was Shaquille O'Neal taking his shoe off last night on TNT because the basketball was so bad.
Snapping turtle toe.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, what was the reason
behind it? Have you seen it?
Is he looking for another deal?
Dude, it's the grossest foot you've ever seen. I mean, I know he wears like a size 20-something. Got a massive foot.
Yeah, but you can still have a pretty foot. Doesn't have to look like that thing.
Look like he got it caught in a bear trap. BK, it's like crooked. The toes are all overlapping.
I don't understand why the big toes.
I know he's got to haul around like 500 pounds, but.
And that screws you up. That means you've been switching shoes with like your little brother when you start wearing these different sizes.
It is so gross. And I got it. Why would they do that?
What did Ernie say last night when
BK,
they did
why
that?
Why did they do that, man?
Did you hear it? Was it live?
Yeah, it was live. I didn't catch exactly why. I think you got like a manicure or pedicure, whichever the foot one is.
I saw there. Yeah, it's a pedicure. He's got black nail polish, but you can't even see that because you're focused in on that toe. The toe looks like a snapping turtle.
And it overlaps over the other toes, and it's flat. It's really massive.
No, it goes under the toes. Your toe, your big toe, if anything, is supposed to be on the top. His big toe, look at it again. It goes underneath.
I don't
want to
look at it again.
I don't get it.
It's like, hey, this stinks. Smell it again. I don't want to look at that. It's horrifying.
If it looks like that, what does it smell like?
I love when people do that. Hey, this tastes terrible. Here, try it. No, thanks. No, thank you.
You're not curious about that?
No, man.
By the way, if it looks that way, what does it smell like?
Oh, just bad. Just bad. Officer Shaq. Hey, this says, guys, there's not much of a delay on the new app. It's pretty close to live. That's cool. It says, can I use the new Horn app to listen to the Texas baseball game tomorrow? You absolutely can. It says, No, now people are sending us pictures of their feet. Don't do that.
Don't. That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing.
We can't accept that. No.
I don't want to see people's feet.
No, please.
Feet are not impressive, especially when your toes.
Now, really pretty feet on a lady, or I like that. And my wife has beautiful feet. Beautiful feet.
That's a big deal. That goes a long way.
Yeah. Like, she looks great in sandals and stuff. She's got good feet.
And I got my feet fixed.
Among other things.
For years. Yeah, for years and years and years. I really had problems with my feet.
Well, you had like
feet.
A disease in your feet.
Well, I had those my toenails were like really yellow and crusty and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to a podiatrist, and what happened? After all those years of growing up that way, when I'd go to the pool, BK, I would run in the pool real quick, dive in, come back out, and put my shoes on, my sneakers back. I never want anybody to see my feet. I hid my feet for 30 years. And so I went and I said, enough is enough. Like my teeth. I said, I'm going to get this fixed. I went to a podiatrist right in here in town, one of the best, Randy Lish.
Dr. Randy Lish.
Dr. Lish. He put me on this medication for about 4 months. My toenails were clear, clean. My feet looked great. And I'd say, now I go around. Now I got my little sandals I walk around.
Yeah.
Give me a little pedi now. But there's nothing you can do about Shaquille O'Neal's that's surgery. He needs surgery.
It's horrifying. Don't put it on national
that's
television.
That's not a hammer.
Either.
That's a jackhammer.
He
pulled those out on TV and put them up on the thing.
That's what it looks like. I wasn't watching. That's horrifying. But I did see the pictures, and that's just not okay. It says, good morning, off today, so able to listen to the show. Just want to congratulate BK and Trey for the new show that starts Tuesday. Can't wait. Yeah, that's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
BK and Trey in the midday from 11 to 1. That's where it'll be as we go all local all the time here on the Horn. Oh, here come more feet. That's enough. Stop with the God. We're going to break.
Some people have some bad feet.
We
man.
Come back. I'll tell you. We'll get into the Seattle Seahawks story behind the curtain. Why was Richard Sherman dangled in a trade? What's going on in that locker room? It's not good. Offense versus defense, or vice versa. We'll get you the details coming back. Beanie on the Horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Having some fun, by the way. I just got scolded by some of our sales staff. They didn't like what I said about women at the top of the hour, and I apologize for that.
What'd you say?
You should take three ladies to lunch, and they'll get along just fine. They didn't like that.
They didn't like that?
Mm-mm.
Well, every once in a while, they actually listen to this show. Every once in a while, they hit the wrong station. I'm talking about our
side,
sales
man.
People.
Women are intelligent.
Well, I'm talking about the ones
people.
That sell us. They actually every once in a while will hit our station by accident.
Yeah, well, we appreciate them that do listen. But yes, no, that's what they said. I got scolded.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd go and ask the things of what ladies would like to hear more of. You know, they've got husbands that listen to the show. Sometimes they're forced to be in the car or wherever they are, and their husbands are listening to us, and they listen, and they probably don't like a couple things. So if they let me know, I'm not going to do anything about it.
Oven mitts probably would be one thing you could eliminate pretty quickly.
We're probably going to have to
comments
stay
like
away
that.
Where... Boulder holders or whatever is probably not going to make the list too. Spandex, whatever.
What's wrong with spandex and boulder holder?
I mean, what are those things that
garments
they wear?
Women wear?
What are the things they don't wear spandex anymore? They have a name for it.
Yoga pants.
No,
Lululemon.
Lululemon.
Yeah, that's
those are ones you can almost see right through, right?
That's well, yeah. If you're
like if the sun hits them in the right
if you're
spot,
you're pushing maximum density and you bend over. Yeah, you can see right through that.
Maximum density. Now, do we have a maximum density with yoga pants? Do you guys have
well,
that
I'm
rule?
Just talking about if you stretch them out a long ways, which would mean you're pushing maximum density.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, there's. I'm not.
You're like a balloon as you blow it up and it gets bigger and bigger,
bigger
and bigger.
Bigger.
The bigger it gets, the more ripe for a pop it is. I mean, the bigger, the more you stretch that Lululemon, the more you can see right through it.
And that's true. That really is
sure.
True. I mean, you get them in the right area in the sun, it's like, oh. I just saw Kansas. It is.
Moon River.
I mean, seriously.
Hey, but while we joke and tongue-in-cheek and have some fun with it, let me remind you that Monday is Memorial Day.
Yes.
Not just a three-day weekend.
No, it's
Memorial
not.
Day. It's the day we remember and honor the men and women of our armed forces, certainly those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice and have not come back, a volunteer army, folks who... take the oath to defend our Constitution, defend our country and our homeland. Thank you every single day and certainly memorialize those who, again, paid the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our country. So please have a plan to do something on Monday, not just have a barbecue, but do something.
I go by my favorite cemetery up on 620, right at the corner there. Nobody, it's right when you hit 620 and Highway 71, there's a cemetery there that has... Grave sites from like 1902, 18 something. I got one of these American flags. I go there and different place I stick it every year. Doesn't take very long to do that. Just pay your respects to somebody.
Got to do that. You absolutely do. All right, I got to get you this Seattle Seahawks story. This is let me see if I can. There it is. Actually, I got to re-find it, but really, really interesting with ESPN the magazine. Telling the story of the Seattle Seahawks. Now, it's been a weird offseason, right? We're a couple of years. Remember, they won the Super Bowl, and then they lost the Super Bowl in the following year, right? And they lost because they threw an interception at the goal line, correct?
Gave Brady another win.
Right. And seemingly since then, it's been kind of weird. I mean, their offensive line is a wreck. And then last year, the big development was that Marshawn Lynch retired, which seemed odd. It was kind of out of left field, but okay, he doesn't want to play football anymore. But guess what? He actually does want to play football again, and he's back playing in his hometown of Oakland. He just didn't want to play in Seattle, it appears. Why would that be? That seems weird. Well, now this summer, or offseason, the reports are that Richard Sherman was going to be traded. And your immediate thought is, well, why would they trade Richard Sherman? I mean, he's one of the best players at his position in the league. You don't just trade an all-pro. That doesn't seem to make sense off of that great defense. Well, ESPN's writer Seth Wickersham has written a long piece for ESPN the magazine. In it, he paints the picture of a locker room that is full of alpha dog egos and disharmony. And it all stems around one thing. According to this article, the team, and especially the defense, don't care for what it perceives to be Pete Carroll's coddling of the offense, especially the golden boy, Russell Wilson. Yeah. It also says in the first paragraph, first line of this, says, with Russell Wilson's goal line interception at the end of the Super Bowl nearly 3 years ago still haunting the locker room, the defense still resents Pete Carroll and the way he treats the quarterback. That is bad news right there. He tells a story of one in practice after the Super Bowl, after they won the first Super Bowl, he intercepted Russell Wilson in practice and threw the ball at him and said, "You blanking suck," and a fight broke out. And they hold themselves to a high standard as a defense, as the Legion of Boom, and they believe that they want to go down as a historically great defense and think they probably would have. Think about it, Buck. Had they beaten and decimated Peyton Manning 1 year, turned around and beat Tom Brady the following year,
yep.
I mean, that's an all-time defense. That's a defense that, you know, ranks among the best ever. But because they threw the ball at the goal line to try to get Russell Wilson a touchdown or whatever the reason.
I don't know the reason.
When you got beast mode standing there, handing the ball, like I understand how that play call was going, the clock was running, all the things we talked about. But, you know, it's not just the media and observers who thought that was a dumb decision. It sounds like the defense thought that was a really dumb decision.
Well, yeah.
And the other players, Marshawn Lynch. So there's some resentment towards Pete Carroll and the fact that he treats Russell Wilson differently. Now, the article is interesting because it just pulls back the curtain. And if you're a Cowboy fan, you're happy to read this. You think that's perfect. This disenchantment is what you want on your rivals because you got to beat Seattle to try to get through the NFC. But pretty awesome, or pretty interesting, I should say. And by the way, Michael Bennett, the former Texas A&M star who plays on defensive line, he has tweeted saying that this article is trash and should be on TMZ. It's all gossip. I'm surprised this came from you, ESPN. Michael Bennett also tweeted, "I love Russell Wilson. Great teammate and friend. Even better human. I was at his house last week. He gave me barbecue ribs."
Got him to be his best buddy with some ribs.
So whether that's PR or the truth.
Sounds like PR. Sounds like that place has been, ever since that they lost that Super Bowl, things haven't been the same.
Well, and that, remember.
And generally, the golden-haired boy is the guy who's plays quarterback for most teams.
Listen to this line. Teammates privately seem to want him, Russell Wilson, exposed. But ask them why or on what grounds, and their reasons vary. A man who vowed to live in transparency, Wilson famously announced that he was refraining from premarital sex with his then-girlfriend, Sierra. He required guests to sign non-disclosure agreements before entering his luxury box at the Mariners games. After the Super Bowl against Denver, team management fell in love with Russell. In the words of a former high-level staffer, defensive players would see him in executive offices and wonder, why not me? And then, of course, the pettiness grew into a 2014 article in Bleacher Report that reported that some black teammates think Russell Wilson isn't black enough.
I mean, the guy gets them tickets to go to from Alaskan Airlines every year for Christmas for all the employees of the place. And even though that's a part of his sponsorship, he still doesn't have to do it.
Right. Well, yeah. Listen to this. I mean, this is how much. I mean, again, this is
just
Michael
petty.
Bennett says it's TMZ, salacious rumor. But this says every Christmas, Wilson gives each player 2 first-class tickets on Alaska Airlines.
Thank you.
And it's not just players; he gives it the whole organization.
Yeah. Thank you.
To which one of his endorsements, one of the players said anonymously, "It didn't cost him anything. Big deal."
Oh well, yeah, big deal. He doesn't have to do it. Whether it cost him anything or not, he didn't have to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, yeah, well, just because he didn't pay for it out of his own pocket, it's still a nice gesture.
Certainly is.
It's a nice thing to do.
No, they don't like Russell Wilson.
This guy says he ate ribs with the dude. He ate ribs with the dude. Remember that guy in Cleveland? Remember that song?
Oh.
I ate ribs with that dude.
He ate ribs with the dude. Now Michael Bennett is his best buddy now.
Hey, this says, "E, would you quit telling the women we can see through them? Come on, man."
Now they're going to get patches.
It says, "Yoga pants need a weight limit."
See, we're not saying that
here.
They
should not make sizes larger than medium.
No.
See, I don't think that would go well. They'd get sued their pants off, no pun intended.
We're not doing that. We're not saying those things.
By the way, someone sent us a website link to something called Spanx. Spanx. You seen those?
No.
Those undergarments women wear to kind of hug the chubs in?
No, I don't like those. That's not acceptable.
There's Spanx for men, too. See those? Did you ever wear those?
Those are called bike shorts.
Oh, it's Spanx for men. Skinny britches, they call them.
Like dude spandex?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Like that stuff?
Ooh, what's worse, that or the romper?
Spanx for men.
Spanx for men.
By a mile.
Yeah, you can't do that. And you ladies don't need to hide anything. Some of that stuff comes out. Who cares?
Spanx is known as shapewear.
Is that like if you got a little tummy, that's what that does?
Yeah,
that pulls your tummy in?
All, yeah, it just puts it all, sucks it all
eventually
in.
Eventually all that stuff comes off. You're going to find out if you got a tummy or not.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I mean, that's just false advertising. I don't like false advertising. Right? If you got it, show it.
There's one that goes all the way up to the, like, above the stomach. There's a full body one.
It's for big gutted women.
Full body one for $102.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why would you ever need that? Why would you ever want that?
Hold it all together.
All I know is this. If you get back to the bedroom and she's got a full body thing on,
you pull it off.
I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, this is not real sexy.
What do you mean? You put like a pack of some bunch of hot dogs in a pack, and then when you open them up, and they just fall all over.
Yeah, they
the place.
Go sideways and everywhere, yeah. And all the juice is all over the place. No, false advertising. Advertising is
got to hold it all together. You're trying to hold it all together in there,
ladies. I know you do it. You don't do it for men. You actually do it for other women.
They do when it they for see their own self confidence, so they feel better about their body.
No, they do it for other women. Here we go. This is how we get in trouble. They're not doing that. They're not doing that for their man. They're doing that for their friends that are other women to show how good they look. They already have their guy.
I think it's their own confidence, which is a good thing. I'm all for confident women. I think most women are over the top on that stuff anyway.
What? All that whole stuff with trying to make themselves look good?
Yeah, they look great anyway, and they're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
insecure.
I didn't say the word insecure. I'm not going to say that about female.
Well, some of them are.
Well, you are, too.
You're insecure about your feet. You're insecure about your teeth.
Yes, got that fixed, got that done. But I'm not gonna constantly walk around with these garments on and get my stuff all tight, because eventually your stuff falls out. You know what I mean?
It's like
Ronaldo that's running around with like an extra sock and Kevin Dunst that duck sauce and
stuff in his pants.
Yeah, eventually you're gonna find out if it's for real or not, because somebody's gonna tell on you.
What do you think makeup is?
That's true. But I got to have that makeup. I got to have my ladies with makeup. Yes. There's nothing wrong with makeup.
I mean, haven't you ever heard, got to go put my face on?
Yeah, for sure, yes.
Yeah, right?
I understand that part. I got nothing against. By the way, ladies, if you're with the buck and you decide before the buck got up and you ran to the bathroom and put on makeup and then got back in bed and said good morning, I'm not against that.
Bucky Godbold's sexist comment of the day.
You're just a woman with a small brain.
Sponsored
I'm
by
not against that.
Nobody.
I don't even know how that
you
becomes
would endorse,
bad.
You would endorse that habit?
I think that's something they do. They spend a lot of time just, I'll turn around, I'll turn face the window or whatever.
Saying before you roll over, go ahead and throw some bass on there.
Yeah, go ahead and throw a little bass on and then smile and say good morning. I'm not opposed.
We'll be back.
Whatsoever.
We'll be back.
Maybe.
Oh, my goodness. Spanx, girdles, yoga pants, our conversation.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Get us into the long weekend. It's B&E on the Horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
It's like Chip Kelly has found work. Get the details on that. Quick reminder, Longhorn baseball tomorrow. Longhorns off today and tonight, Big 12 tournament. They're going to sit back and watch some elimination games today. The most be interested in TCU and Texas and Kansas. Loser of that game is going home. Winner will play the Longhorns tomorrow at 2:30-ish at the Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City. Probably Morgan Cooper on the mound for Texas. They win that. They obviously have a chance to move into the championship round at the Big 12 tournament. So they're really in position A as far as that goes. So that's coming up this weekend. We mentioned the Astros hosting Baltimore all weekend long. Rangers going to Toronto. It will be a fight. The Rangers couldn't hit anything last night. They struck out 20 times. Maybe they'll hit something in Toronto.
Hit some other guys.
Man, Whiff City.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
We suck again!
20 punch outs. There's only 27 outs, you know.
Hey, I want to thank the folks
over high number
at Academy Sports and Outdoors for the 6 kayaks. They're having their big kayak sale from now till July 1st over at all the Academy Sports and Outdoors. They've given the Mullet Open 6 kayaks.
To give away?
To give away.
Can I get one?
you need one? Mid-size?
Let's give away 5. Just kidding.
I got an extra one in there. I got an extra one in the garage.
All right.
That I bought first.
I'll still do the kayak thing. I love doing that.
You know what I found out?
We did that in Mexico.
When I went to Puerto Rico to get into a kayak, you know, that doesn't take up a lot of energy. I thought that was a lot of work to do kayaking.
Yeah, move
it just kind of glides pretty good there.
Sure it does. So, yeah, the busy stretch coming. Also next week, Buck, when we're back, we'll obviously be previewing the NBA Finals. BK and Trey will be debuting their new show on Tuesday and every day beyond that from 11 to 1. And you know what else we have next week? The debut of our Texas Is Football video. Remember we did that last year?
Oh, it's coming out?
Yep. Flew around with Captain Jim, who you played golf with yesterday.
I did.
And he hits the ball a long way, doesn't he?
It's totally ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous. Well, he's also a good pilot. He flew us around all the games, and Quan Cosby and Ashley Camrath and you and me. That video is going to debut on our website next week. It's about 12 minutes long. Pretty dang cool. Texas Is Football, documenting our trip to Houston, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, UCLA from the sideline view in both places, and then up to USC, Alabama, where the Crimson Tide, Roll Tide, duh.
Roll Tide.
Crushed USC, and then back home for Texas, Notre Dame on the Sunday night. Really is great to have 4 huge games like that in the Lone Star State. 300,000 or so fans packed the house to see all those games. So that debuts next week, so we're excited about that. Be ready for it. We'll put it out on our website. So that's there. So your weekend is set. You do anything fun?
No.
Memorial Day? Just kind of laying low?
No, I gotta do an outdoor meal one of these days over this holiday season. So I gotta try to figure out which day.
A week from Saturday, we're supposed to go to Snow's Barbecue, are we not?
I think it is a week
with
from
the legendary
Saturday.
Bob Cole?
Yes.
We get to cut in line? Thank you.
We go right to the front of the line.
Sure they won't tase us?
BK. I enjoy hearing that every single time.
What?
And the best
right
part
the
about that
line?
Getting tased is that he did that voluntarily.
I do it.
What?
You
no,
tased?
You don't.
Get
no.
Tased?
People actually have heart attacks from those things.
Well, if I die, I die. I'm going to get a heart attack from the food I eat anyways.
That's for sure.
I'm going to eat this on that Snow's Barbecue soon.
But you
enough.
Eat that barbecue, though, man.
Let me eat the Q first, and then
eat
we'll
some of
we'll
the
take Q, days.
For sure.
Also, looks like Uber will be back in Austin on Monday, just in time for your Memorial Day. Uber returning to Austin.
That was a big deal, huh, for a guy that doesn't take that I drive everywhere and just go because I'm a truck driver that drives a car. So that Uber thing...
Truck driver that drives a car.
Yeah, but you know, I like to drive a lot. I drive. I just get in my car and I go a lot. All day long I'm driving.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that. So for people that take Uber and all that stuff, that was a big deal when they left, huh?
Oh, yeah. The people were using it for their main mode of transportation.
To events. Especially
sure.
if you're drinking
well,
or whatever.
I know people that live downtown or close to downtown, they didn't want to have a car. They would just Uber everywhere.
That just sounds just...
It's a ride share.
Yeah, it's a ride
share. Hey, can I share a ride?
And you're helping somebody else out.
And making a little money.
Making a little money on the side, yes.
Chip Kelly, back to college football. He is going to be a college football analyst at ESPN. Chip Kelly coming to a TV near you. Just sitting and then keeping that chair warm. What happens if Kevin Sumlin doesn't get her going at
Aggies
Texas A&M?
Aggies don't want him.
What?
They don't want him.
Chip Kelly to the Aggies?
No.
You don't think he'd want to butt heads with Ed Orgeron and Nick Saban and Coach Bielema of the SEC West?
No, that'd be about the time the guy in Denver who's your old guy.
Gary Kubiak?
Gary Kubiak will be back with the Aggies. Yes, he will. Be time for him to settle back a little bit, back to college football, be the head coach of the Aggies, and the Aggies will become great again.
Make the Aggies great again?
Yes, make them great
when
again.
When were they great?
That's what I was thinking, trying to figure out when were they great.
1939.
Was winning a national championship.
1939. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the Memorial Day. Absolutely. BK, thank you so much. Get ready for next Tuesday and have a wonderful weekend. Longhorn baseball, as long as they keep playing right here on the Horn. Round Rock on a road trip. And, of course, Big Uglies tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Have a wonderful weekend.